Open your Bible, if you would, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11. The Gospel of Luke and chapter number 11. You know, one of my favorite subjects, and I hope it's yours, to study in the Bible is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I mean, just think about that. Just think about the person of Jesus and think and look and just study how He responded, what He said, how He acted when they tried to trap Him. He's brilliant. I mean, He's God as a man, right? He's the Son of God, and He's brilliant. And here is no different. I want to read this section to you and pull out a couple of thoughts. This was just fascinating. This is just a really cool passage. Look in Luke 11, verse 14. Now, He was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." While others, to test Him, kept seeking from Him a sign from heaven. But He, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it's by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his own place, his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." You see here that Jesus had a practice of casting demons out of people. He performed regular exorcisms, you might say. And when Jesus did it, it was always an immediate thing where the demon left the person that the demon was possessing. And you see in verse 14, He was casting out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled at Jesus casting out this demon. But some of them said about Him casting out demons, "He does this by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons." In other words, they never denied the miracles of Jesus. If you'll notice, the miracles were never denied because they were too obvious to be denied. The miracles were obvious that Jesus did. They couldn't deny them. So what they did is they attacked the power or the source of the miracles. They had to affirm the miracles because you've got a man who is mute, the demon's in him, the demon leaves, now the man can speak, and people are like, "Wow, look at this." And so they say about Jesus, "Well, it's by Satan that He cast out demons. That's where the power comes from." Because it's got to come from somewhere supernatural, right? It's got to come from God or Satan, and we can't admit it's God because then we would have to admit He's the Messiah, and we don't want that. Unbelievers don't like to think through the position of submitting to God. So what they do is, "Well, it's just from Satan then. That's how he does it." So Jesus here, he listens and He sees their thoughts. And in others, you see verse 16, "To test Him, they kept seeking from Him a sign." So they might say, "Well, if it's not from Satan, why don't you prove it to us? Give us a sign." So this is to say that the Son of God is working for Satan. That's what they're saying. By Satan's power, He casts out demons. In other words, the Son of God is working for Satan. He has to be. That's where you're forced to say, if you won't acknowledge He's from God, you're driven to say, "Well, He's from Satan." That's how He gets these powers. And Jesus responds to this blasphemy. This is awful to say about Jesus. The Son of God working for Satan? That's what they're saying. And Jesus would have been perfectly just to incinerate them on the spot. Just call down some fire from heaven. But Jesus responds, listen, with grace and mercy, and He reasons with them a little bit. Now look at what He says. Watch, this is amazing. Now remember, they say He's casting out demons by the power of Satan. And look at verse number 17. "What you're saying is just not reasonable. That doesn't make sense that you would say that." Look in verse 17. "He knows their thoughts. He said to them, 'Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls.'" An axiomatic statement. self-evident truth. If a kingdom is divided against itself, it cannot stand. Right? Now, you would hear an amen from the people there. Well, of course that's right. A house divided against itself can't stand. They would have to agree with this statement. And then he ropes them in verse 18. Look at what he says. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I do it by his power. In other words, that makes no sense. He turns the corner in their agreement and he traps them in their absurdity. Yes. If you're right, then Satan is in the self-destruct mode. That's absurd. That makes no sense. Satan has empowered me to destroy his own kingdom. Is that what you're saying? Jesus is commanding demons to come out of tormented people in order to help them. And Satan would never do this. It makes no sense what you're saying. Satan would have to be in self-destruct mode because, like you agreed to, a house divided against itself can't stand. So how is Satan enabling me to cast out demons when Satan wants demons in people? That makes no sense. And he traps them in with the axiomatic statement that's agreed to by all people. Jesus traps them. He has the ability, we see here, to overpower the kingdom of darkness. Take note of this. Jesus has the power to overturn the demonic possessions of people. He can overturn the kingdom of darkness. He just unmasked their stupidity right here and exposed them for their refusal to submit to God's Messiah. You're just making an excuse because that makes no sense as you agreed to. Now notice the second thing wrong with saying that Jesus cast out demons by the power of Satan is it's very, very hypocritical of you to say that. Look at what he says. This is fascinating. Verse 19. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, then by whom do your sons cast them out? If you say I'm doing it by Satan, then what about the Jewish exorcists that are going around doing the same thing? In this day, the Jews had certain exorcists that would go around, kind of like today, trying to cast out demons from people. But listen, they never actually succeeded. They couldn't do it. I'll give you proof of it. In Acts 19, kind of a humorous little story. Acts 19, listen to it. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. And so, that even the handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin, they were carried away to the sick, their diseases left them. And listen, evil spirits came out of people by Paul. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had the evil spirit. So here come the Jewish exorcists. They're saying, hey, Paul's doing this. I think we'll do a little something here. I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. And the seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. This is who the Jewish exorcists were. They say, based on the Jesus that Paul preaches, I command you to come out. But the evil spirit looked at him and answered, Jesus I know, and Paul I'm familiar with, but who are you? The evil spirit answers and says, who do you think you are? And listen, the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, overpowered them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Wow! They were a failure at their exorcism. They couldn't do it. But they did this all the time. They would try to. And listen, the Jews affirmed them as coming from God. They say, yeah, they're from God. All their writings affirm these people. And here's what Jesus is saying. Get this. You affirm the Jewish exorcists as being from God when they don't even work. But you say that I'm from Satan when my exorcisms actually work. In other words, based on your worldview, you're saying that Satan is more powerful than God. What a trap. He just pinned these people in. Do you see what he's saying? Yeah. They affirm the people that can't do it, and they look at him that is doing it, obviously, and they say that's from Satan. In other words, based on your worldview, Satan's more powerful than God because the people you affirm can't do it. And you say they come from God. Right. And you're saying that I do these works by the power of Satan. Amazing how you cannot trap Jesus. Amen? Do you just see the Son of God here? We just need to see Jesus. Do you see Him right here? It's amazing. This is my Savior. This is Him. He couldn't be tricked. He couldn't be cornered. He couldn't be trapped. He overturned all the arguments and exposed their hypocrisy. It's amazing. Look at verse 20. Look at what he says in closing. But if it's by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And guess what? I'm the king and I'm here. That's what he's saying. The finger of God's an interesting phrase. Exodus 8:19. Remember the magicians with Pharaoh, and what you would have was Moses would do some tricks there, and they would say, "Well, we'll do those tricks too." And eventually, it came down to where those evil pagan magicians says, "We can't do that. That's from the finger of God." Jesus says here, that's what you're seeing. The finger of God is by whom I cast out these demons. And if that's true, and I've proven that it is, then the kingdom of God is here. Now check this out. When a strong man that's fully armed guards his house, his goods are safe. Right? You strong man? You got to be stronger than me to get into my house. Amen? Right. You can come in and into my house. You got to be stronger than I am. But if someone stronger than me comes in and overtakes me, then he inherits all of the armor that I trusted and divides the spoil. In other words, Jesus is saying that Satan is the strong man and he's powerful. But I have overcome the strong man and I take captive people that are under demonic possession and I set them free and I put them to work in my kingdom. That's what Jesus is saying. And if this is true, nobody whom Jesus is guarding the house of can be ever be possessed by a demon. No Christian can ever be possessed by a demon. They're going to have to overcome Jesus because you're in Jesus' house and he's standing guard. Amen? Amen? He's guarding you. This is what he's doing. This is our Savior. This is the Son of God. This is who we worship today. Amen? This is who we sing the praises of. This is the one that couldn't be trapped. He couldn't be tricked. He exposes hypocrisy. He uses reason and logic. He uses the Scripture and he brings them down to a decision point. If you're not with me, you are against me. What's your thoughts of Jesus today? Amen. If you're not with him, you are against him. I pray that you would join us today and be with him. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that he is powerful enough, Lord, to overcome Satan and all of his demons, Lord. The kingdom of darkness bows down to our Savior, to our King, to our ruler, to our Lord of Lords. As he sits on the throne, Lord, he guards us. He prays for our faith. He prayed that we would be secure. He's going to see us through to the end. He said he would never leave us to the end of the age, Lord. This is who we worship today. Move with your Spirit in amongst your people today, Lord. Help us to see with the eye of faith. Who is this great God and Savior, Jesus Christ? Pray that someone today would be saved. Someone today would be called into the fellowship. Someone today would see the greatness of Jesus and be moved to believe upon Him, Lord. Cause it to happen today, we pray. Help us to worship You in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.